Marty, good afternoon. How are you? Well, besides dry, how's everything going in Ellettsville today?
Well, it is dry. You just have to admit to that. I mean, there's no way of getting around it. And we want to make sure everybody understands there is a no-burn warning out there. So do not burn, because, I mean, this is so dry. It is just, everything could just go up.
It's crunchy. It's not windy. That's the good news. But there's no humidity in the air. We've been talking about this for a week. So if you don't, please don't. And again, this will last until next Tuesday. And if there's rain coming next Monday and Tuesday, we'll have that all reevaluated. But you're right, Marty, safety first.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is the time of the year when people really love to do, you know, cook out, sit around a fire, whatever. No, just try your best to think long term. It's best to be safe. And you have now been forewarned. Don't do it. And they, when that was decided, they did check with the different fire departments. They checked around to see what everyone's thoughts were, I mean, just to make sure that everybody was on board. And so this was something everybody worked on together. It's not just the commissioners who decided this out of, you know, out of the thin air. Everybody worked together on that. Now, let's get back to what we can work together on and what we're not working together.
let me get my pen and paper ready so I can make my notes today, because I know we'll be busy. The county councilwoman joins us every Wednesday. Okay, Marty, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, well, you know, there was a consideration of doing point two local income tax for the jail tax. And so we met Monday, because that had been advertised that we would meet to discuss it. And the first information that we received was, it sounded like as if we might even consider voting on it that night. Well, then, because it was not going to be unanimous, that was clear, that we had to give it some consideration. So that was presented. Lots of people came and talked to us. When I say lots, there were several people there, some of them just holding up signs and whatever, and then several people spoke. And there was not a lot of people saying, oh, yes, please just pass this tax. It was really thoroughly discussed, and one of the things I mentioned at the meeting was, you know, this community, and indeed, we're not the only community that's suffering with this terrible inflation. And what we do, what the county council does, when people come to us and their government employees and they want a raise and say they've, you know, suffering under inflation, oh, well, we want to give them all a raise. Well, I understand that. Who doesn't want to make sure everybody's fairly paid? However, we're also looking at the public who's actually paying the money for these other folks to get a raise, and we're saying we're going to come after you and take part of your revenue. And that just simply didn't sit well with me, and it still doesn't. However, we are told over and over again that we must do this jail. If we don't do it, that the feds will come in and they'll tell us what we'll do. And
well, Marty, that's been the angle for years, hasn't it? The ACLU, and you've got to do this and that and everything. How have we gotten to this point without the feds coming in to do it? What is going to push them over the limit?
Right. Well, and what I wonder is how many actually did the feds come in and do it, or is everyone just saying, oh, okay, we give up, we'll just do it?
Well, that's, yeah, and fear tends to sell better than news tends to sell. So if we're going to scare everybody into this, that's one thing. But this is big money, big-time money.
This is big money. And as I said before, and I think I've probably talked with you about it, when they first started, it was going to be $70 million. And, you know, in the last however many months, it jumped from $70 million up to $200 million, approximately. Now, when it was $70 million and the city had passed that increase in the income tax, that that what they call EDIT tax, economic development. But remember, that tax can be used for any purpose that the government wants to use it for that's legally that you're allowed to use public monies for. So it doesn't have to be just economic development. And when they did that, and then the county received about $11 million a year from that, that this statement was made by many members of the council, well, now we won't have to pass that jail tax. And so that's where we were coming from. And then it was like, well, let's just go ahead and keep that tax and also have the jail tax done. Well, okay. Sure. And take that. And by the way, we can take that up to 0.2. Now, this last year, we took it to 0.01 because there was a need for more money for operations for the jail, and we had too much money coming in for special purpose for the juvenile services. So I had proposed, let's reduce that money going into special purpose and bring that money over and use it for the jail operations, and taxpayers not paying any more. We're just putting it over there where it's needed, and that was 0.01. Well, then this jail tax can also go up to 0.2, which brings in about over $8 million. Now, that doesn't mean you have to take it to 0.2. And I was pushing hard. Look, let's just do it out of that EDIT money and not raise this jail tax. But then it was like, boy, they came down hard. We have to move. The commissioners at the same time because, oh, the building's falling down around us, X, Y, and Z. It was clear there was going to be a big push to do the point two. So at the following meeting, then, and that was on Monday, but we didn't vote to do the point two because they didn't have a unanimous agreement to do point two. So then last night, I'm losing track of days. Last night, we had the next meeting, and then because they couldn't get the point two, then others were presenting lower numbers. Now, it was clear it was going to go through at something, and I would rather support a lesser number as the full point two. So it was presented, we'll do 0.15, no, 0.15, which is less than 0.2, but still, I would rather done it even for.
This is like you're selling a house, Marty. Here's our first offer. Here's the counter offer. Here's the
It definitely was. And at first, it was like, no, we just have to vote just to up or down the 0.2. And I said, absolutely not. That 0.2 was the motion on the floor. And we don't have to vote on that motion. We can do an amendment to that motion if we want to. And it was like, oh, okay, I guess we can do the amendment. So then they tried to do the amendment, tried to do that 0.15, and that only got 3 votes to reduce it to 0.15 because everybody was holding on for the 0.2. And those 3 was Kate Wilkes and Jennifer Crossley and myself. And then so that didn't fly. So then Cheryl Munson said, well, let's try 0.175, which was like sort of halfway in the middle. And so that's what ended up passing. But now, got a call a while ago, and even though it had been advertised that, yes, we'll have, because then you have to start all over again and have to have another public meeting and everything because we changed the original thing that we had advertised. So I got a call from County Legal a while ago saying, well, that we were going to have to redo it again at tomorrow night's meeting because 0.175 is not allowed because you have to do it in increments of, like, 100s, like if it was 0.01 or 0.02, but you can't do 0.015.
Can't do three right of the decimal point. There you go.
Right. So now it's got to be redone again. And I had said, look, I'm not trying to stop this project. I just don't want it to come out of this fund. But I won't stop the project from moving forward. Because at the second meeting then, which now we'll have to have another public meeting for the first reading, which will be, I guess, tomorrow night. Then they will advertise it, and then there'll be a public hearing. And then after it has had the first public hearing, at the second hearing of it, it doesn't have to be unanimous. But if you try to pass it on the first go-round, it has to be unanimous. So anyway, if this sounds confusing to you, please just know it is not easy to do these things.
No, and you have to get it right, and you have to do it by the law. And the law says you can't do it at 0.175. You have to go 0.17 or 0.18. So it's going to be one of the...
Or you could have said 0.15.
Correct, but...
We can't
right.
but we already knew we weren't going to.
So
get
you have a meeting scheduled for tomorrow, and then you will come back and do that on October 7th. It appears
the public hearing part of it. Yeah, we'll just advertise. What will happen tomorrow is to agree on an amount to advertise, because we have to start no process again. So now that will be advertised at 0.17. If the group says yes to that tomorrow night, and then that will get advertised in time for us to still have that October 7th meeting to either vote it up or down. And the first, if it's them when it's presented on 7th, that has to be a unanimous vote. And if it isn't unanimous, then they have to have one more vote for the second reading, and then it doesn't have to be unanimous.
Well, it's great that we're getting this all together, Marty, but where are we going to put this new jail? What's the plan for that moving forward?
Yes. Okay. So on Monday night, I'm questioning them, do we know where this is going to be? Have you made the decision yet? And the county attorney is saying, no, he had no new information for us. Well, then last night, on Tuesday night, County Commissioner Julie Thomas came and said, they are moving forward. The decision's been made. They are moving forward with North Park, and that they're going to have an offer ready, and they are going to do that at their next meeting. They canceled the meeting for today, taking some time off, I guess, and which I said, oh, gee, that's nice. The council sure doesn't have any time. We're meeting every night. But at their next meeting, then they're going to be voting on this offer to purchase for North Park. And so I made it very clear, under no circumstance will you see me voting in favor of moving to North Park. That is not what my district said they would do. And indeed, I think it is an affront to the whole West Side that the city won't help us find a spot within the city. Move it to Fullerton, move it wherever, but move it where the services are. But regardless, if that goes through, one of the things she threw out there, which is something I'd said all along, they have a package plant, you know, for the sewer at North Park. It's not on city sewer. It's in a package plant. And indeed, what we've been saying all along is we're going to have to do something to have that ready to meet the demand, whatever it is. And because I've been asking, what are our responsibilities having to do with a package plant if we are part owner of that whole area there? So that had better be covered in the offer to purchase. And I want to see the offer to purchase well in advance so we all have time to review the legal document. I think you're going to see a big push from the people the group that calls them, that the name is Envision Ellisville. The people have worked so hard to put together these plans for Ellisville's growth, and they simply do not want it there. Speaking of Ellisville's growth, at this Umbargers, who owns several large farm on Starnes Road, has now they want to be annexed in Ellisville. So people who want to see growth, who want to see jobs, who want to have a place for people to live, and I applaud that because you've got to live here to pay your income tax here. And if everybody wants to support county government just all by income tax, we've got to have some new folks living in living here to pay that income tax, because we just have to have that instead of trying to stick it on the fit folks are already here because everybody else is living someplace else that can't afford to live here. So I'm just saying we have to all of us figure out how we're going to work together. One of the things I said at the Monday night meeting, I said, look what we've got. We've got the fire district came forward and changed their budget at the last minute. We didn't know about it until we sat down to look at it. They were, you know, giving everybody these big raises. We didn't know about it in advance. We haven't had the public hearing, but they made the presentation to us. And then we see that the city is going to give their firefighters $15,000, and the fire district's going to give $10,000. Well, you know, that doesn't come from thin air. Somebody's got to be paying that. And at the same time, Bean Blossom is looking at if they're going to join the fire district. Well, that makes everybody's taxes go up that's in the fire district because everybody's going to be paying the same rate. So that, you know, the people in Van Buren or wherever will end up paying a little bit higher rate until all of it is under just one rate, just like library is all under one rate. But these, and then, you know, I can't remember how much of this I knew when I talked with you last time, but the county clerk had said, well, there was some kind of special election or something that she was budgeting for Risha B. Blossom School, and then the superintendent saying, no, there's not a special election. It's a general obligation bond. Well, okay, well, then why did you tell the clerk? Well, then I find out. I said, well, this has got to be a control project because why else would they have to tell the clerk? Well, did we discuss the difference between a general obligation bond?
We did not. We weren't sure who was bonding for what or what if we were going to bond or not.
Here's what the legislation says, that if there's a cap on how much you can have a percent having to do with your assessed value of everybody in your taxing area. And if you go beyond that percent, if you owe more than beyond that in your debt, it is then called a control project. Now, the difference is if you keep it, and you remember that did the same thing with the city, if you keep under that certain percentage, then you can just do it, and it's just a regular general obligation bond. But if you go over that, then that sets a 30-day time limit then that people in the area can put together a remonstrance against the project. And so that is why the clerk had to be noticed. But it seems to me that it would have been really nice if that would have just made it clear that's what was going on so that we would at least know rather than think, well, this makes no sense. Well, it didn't make any sense. However, that's how it's going to work. So you see that there's all these taxes being raised all around. And
it's a great strategy. Well, if one's going to do it, we're all going to do it, and we'll all get lost in the shuffle, and then tidal wave hits, and then we'll figure out where to go from there, right?
Right, and guess in the meantime, now we've got this, you know, the redevelopment, the ordinance having to do with the plan development ordinance. That's on September 24th, and that tells us what we could do with our property. Well, that's going to get all, you know, we're so busy looking at this bond.
Slide right through.
Whatever. And who's going to be watching for that September 24th? And that is something it's going to make a difference because county commissioners, they're not really enthused about any kind of new growth. You know, they want to keep rural. Well, those cows are really nice out there, and I like looking at them. But let me tell you what, if Farmer Jones gets tired of taking care of the cows and his property, and the commissioner's going to go tell them they can't do anything else with that property. They're going to know, got to keep that rule. Well, I hope they plan to go out there and take care of the cows, because at some point in time, there's folks that are going to
Well, and I'll say it, then there'll be some point in time we'll have new commissioners. That's the other part of this equation that we have to consider. And I'm not throwing any arrows or gas on any fires, but folks, if you don't like what you're hearing, there are elections quite often. And if you're worried about things happening at the national stage, that's great. You should be. You should be concerned about a lot of things. But Marty Hawk every Wednesday paints a picture of what's going on here with your tax dollars here. It sounds to be increasing tax dollars here. And if you're fine with it, well, that's fine. But we're pointing this out. And some people say, oh, you know, here we go again. No, it's not here we go again. Well, these are levels and these are taxes, Marty, we haven't seen before. True?
Well, we're talking brand new taxes. The point two is that's bringing in, you know, we're talking about millions more than what you're paying now. And then when they say, well, it's only going to be this much if you make $20,000 a year, and I'm looking around thinking, how many people you know get making $20,000?
Well, times it by 5 or 10 or whatever it is. But you're right. Exactly. You have to be aware of this.
So you put all of that together, and remember, every time you're looking at these departments who want more money for this and more money for that, and it's got to come out of income tax money, and then they hire people from don't live in this county. It makes no sense to me, because let me tell you what, we've got some great employees, and they don't all live in Monroe County, but we have to remember it's only the ones that are living here that are paying the tax that support.
Well, and you can't be held hostage. It's not like this is not information that. And again, I'm not knocking anybody that lives somewhere else. That's not the point. But if we're beholden to, oh, we can't bring in other people to do these jobs, can be done by other people as well. And if people move on somewhere else because someone else is paying this wonderful, magical level, if it's a game of, I don't know, are you being held hostage? Or is government going to shut down if all these people leave and go work in Madison County, per se? I don't understand how that works. What should I be afraid of?
Well, and something, what you're talking about as well, remind me in that conversation, is that, like, with the health, remember that health fund, the state said, we're going to help you with this, you know, local health fund. Yeah, it's like Fund 1611 or something like that, that we're getting all these millions in to cover increased health services. Well, that was a grant coming from the state that was only for 3 years. Now, we're hoping that the state during this budget session will continue on with those dollars. But what some of the counties are doing is saying, look, we've got to have to prepare for the fact that if they don't continue on, and we've put a lot of employees over there in this fund that's got millions of dollars in it, we've got to make sure those folks know, just like any other grant throughout the county, if the grant money goes away, that job that you're doing, that the grant was, you know, said you've got to do X, Y, and Z, will no longer be there, because we can't make up the millions of dollars difference. Now, we all think that those grants will continue to come in, but there is no guarantee. There is no guarantee. So it's my hope that when they fill those slots, it will be with people from Monroe County. However, the director doesn't even live in Monroe County. I mean, we have a lot of department heads, not elected officials, of course, because they have to live here. But we have other folks in higher positions that don't live in Monroe County. We need to make Monroe County so interesting and so inviting they'll all want to work here and live here.
Right. We can't run people off that are here. We can't keep people from moving here. We have to find a delicate balance of this, and flooding the entire flooding the entire market from every direction about go, 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 give me, give me, give me. I don't know. I don't know if that works. Maybe that is the new normal, and I'm behind the times. So we'll keep an eye on it. Your meeting tomorrow is a Thursday meeting. What do we got going on? Is that just the hearing?
Okay, that's more of the budget sessions. You know, we've been having budget sessions routinely, and that's more of the budget sessions. The courts and so forth will be there tomorrow night. Now, of course, the courts aren't real happy with me because I had said, look, you know what, just the agreement that we made with the ACLU, that we might have to build a new jail, but it doesn't say we have to move the courts. Remember I said that? Well, the courts aren't happy with me, of course. And so, since I don't intend to be standing in front of them and have them send me off someplace, I'm not here to make friends with them. If indeed we're being told, well, no, we can't. What do they plan to do? Just implode the building? Everybody move out, and one day it'll just blow it up? I mean, what's the plan? And do we have to move every bit of county government? Look how many buildings there are down there that's filled with different county employees. Are we going to pick them all up and move them all in one day, or can we do it in increments? Now, that hasn't been voted on. The only thing that is in the process of being voted on is the jail tax to pay for a bond for the jail. It doesn't cover a bond to pay for moving the rest of county government there, which is now, you know, that total around 200,000. So that hasn't been decided at all. I'm sure that everybody thinks if we just keep pushing forward, we'll just, you know, chop off this arm a little bit at a time until we got it clear up to the shoulder. That's how it goes.
Well, that's where we're at, folks. You've got the budgets going on. You've got all this other moving parts with everything happening. We haven't even got to the convention center. That's another project that's going to affect bottom lines and tax stuff and everything else as we and bonds and fun things as we move through that. Eric Spoonmore will join us Monday. We'll get caught up with how they're doing on everything that goes there. Well, Marty, thanks for keeping us in touch.
Right, and I just want to make sure the public understands the money that's building the convention center cannot be used to operate county government. That is a separate, allowable fund set up by the state to do this. It was voted on by your elected officials, but that money cannot come back over and operate county government.
Right, so you can't have it both ways. That's exactly right.
Right, and because I know there are some people saying, well, why are you being at convention center? Why don't you just build the jail with it? Well,
can't do that. Nope, that's how the law works, and I appreciate you joining us every Wednesday to keep us in the correct lanes and following this. And again, we just want you to know who to be mad at, folks. That's it. So if this is something you love and think, well, what's the big deal? Great. And for those of you who think this is ridiculous, out of control, well, you know the people to make your opinions heard too. You got to reach out to the right folks and use that time wisely. Marty, we always appreciate your time. We'll be following along the rest of the week, and yeah, we'll do it next week on the final Wednesday of September, or we like to call it the first Wednesday of fall.
I can't believe this September's over. We didn't even get to start to enjoy it yet. Okay. It's Steinsville Festival this coming weekend.
No, it's next weekend. Next weekend.
No. Oh, have I lost a weekend?
Yes. Looked it up yesterday. It's the final weekend of September this year.
Okay.
The 26th, 27th, and 28th. At least that's what
I said to our county attorney a while ago. I said, look, I just get up every morning and look at my schedule and see where it is I have to go because there's so much going on. You just can't get to it all.
So, well, and that's
anyway,
that's
thank you.
Yep, Thursday through Saturday, the final weekend of September. So hopefully you'll have most of your stuff done where you can get out and enjoy that. We'll talk about that next week. We'll have some fun, Marty. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman. Hey, it's your money. I tell you this every week. And if you don't want to know, well, you're going to know when you get your tax bill and you say, wow, where did that come from or happen? Well, we try to help you every Wednesday with all of that.